to our Thursday morning edition of the Headwater Builders Association radio show, our monthly program today. And we'll be talking with Joe Cordova from Cordova Insurance Agency. We'll do that in just a moment. We want to thank our sponsors who are making the program possible today. That includes Carpet City Flooring Center, Houseworks Incorporated, and KC by Design. And we'd like to welcome Joe back to the program. We get to visit with you a time or two a year. Joe, good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Greg.
It's always nice to have our Headwater Builders Association show, and it's nice to have the president here of the Headwater Builders Association with us this morning, Joe.
Yes.
One more month, you said?
Yeah, I have one more month, and then I'm on parole. So I've been president for 4 years, and felt like I've done a lot of good things for the association and put it in a good position, and we got a nice board behind us and a great membership, and we continue to grow.
Yeah. So. It's an awesome organization. We've been a part of it a long time just as kind of an associate member. But you guys do some wonderful things for the builders, learning experiences that give them the opportunity to get continuing ed and those types of things. Joe, it's an awesome organization.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah, and we have another CE course again this January that we're doing. We do 6 credits a year to keep everyone's credentials up because they need 12 credits in every 2 years. So
we'll talk more about the Headwater Builders Association here in just a moment. We want to talk about your business, Cordova Insurance Agency. And you guys have been in business for quite a few years now already. Boy, time flies, doesn't it?
It has been. And I don't want to date myself to say how long we've been in business, but it's been a while. I know my brothers owned it outright for, gosh, it's got to be almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to keep track, but
so now you and Jeremy are involved together?
Yes. And yes, he's the sole owner, but working with them, and
good.
It's a great partnership.
You enjoy it?
I do.
It is an interesting game, the insurance business, isn't it? It's got to be ever changing with everything going on in the world.
It is. I enjoy it. You get out to meet new customers and new people every walk of life, every day. But now, the world that we find ourselves in post pandemic, trying to find a path forward, and the market is certainly hardened.
Sure. As we get through our radio program today, we want to mention a couple of things. First of all, of course, your website and the phone number that people can get a hold of you. What's the best number to call, Joe, for you and Jeremy?
Yes, 715-536-9576 will get you to the office, and a simple Google search to CordovaAgency.com will bring you there, and we have all the
information.
All the buttons that you can click for instant quotes and all that sort of thing, and all the information about us.
Boy, tell me how much that has come in the last 20 years, huh?
It has, and we don't want to shove people into the electronic world, but we're seeing that with a lot of our carriers. Things are going electronic only. Mm-hmm. You know, being a paper town, people like to get their paper in the mail still.
Right.
That's getting cut out. So one of the features we have is an app. Now we have a mobile app. We have a portal. So you have 24/7 access to all your documents, ID cards.
Sure.
Business owners can create their own certificates of insurance right at your fingertips. So we don't want to shove people away from us because we really like a hands-on approach with our customers and have a nice relationship. But it's the way the world's going. Yeah. So we can't sit back and let it pass us up. We want to stay with it or even ahead of it.
But the nice thing about it, you can many times have the old way and then get involved in the new way. It's harder for us older people, but everybody's catching on more.
Yeah.
Look at the computer age when that started, everybody thought, oh my gosh, I'm never going to figure this out. Well, I think every home has one or two computers in it, and everybody has a mobile phone now, and everything can be done from those mobile phones too. Talk a little bit about the Cordova Insurance Agency. Joe, you guys have a complete line of insurance that you cover for folks, don't you? Business and also personal lines?
Yes, we do. So we're a one-stop shop, we like to say. We don't want to say we pigeonhole ourselves into one type of business or anything. We offer... If you have a business, we can write insurance for it. We can find insurance for it. Anything personal lines, we can do it. We have health insurance products, even some fixed annuities. We don't really dabble in that, but there are available to us. Plenty of life insurance, group products. We're licensed in, a dozen different states or more.
We were talking about that. I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a real nice one is actually having Florida, like we discussed.
Sure.
A lot of snowbirds and whatnot up here, and if they have vehicles... or even some property down there that we can insure that for them as well.
Yeah, so they know you guys because they've worked with you for years, and to be able to transfer that into Arizona, Florida, some of the snowbird states, that's a nice service to offer.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've been blessed. We've grown tremendously over the last few years, and like we had talked, we were actually able to hire two more staff recently Which is a rarity these days to find a good employee, and right. We hope to retain them, and they're working out great so far.
That's awesome. You know, you guys have a great reputation, too, and reputation in the insurance business is one of the main factors to be able to continue to be here 20-plus years.
Yeah. Yeah, I jokingly do it with a plug on what our motto should be, but it should just be we answer our phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
People call us, we answer our phone, we get back to them. We like to meet with people. We like quick turnarounds. We just like to be a full-service agency.
Yeah, and when you talk about full service, you're talking about a number of carriers that you guys can use to provide quotes for people, or if they look to change things. You're not dealing with just one carrier. You're dealing with numerous carriers.
Right, yeah. We have direct contracts with well over 20 personal lines and commercial carriers, and then we have access to almost an infinite number through brokerage or a relationship we have with this Image Group of Wisconsin that we're part of as well.
So you guys can really do some checking and see if you can get the best deal for your clients.
Yeah, and really some unique stuff. Actually, off topic, but maybe you'd have seen this. Joe Drager has that VRBO that's in an airplane.
Oh, yes.
And my brother Jeremy actually wrote insurance for that. So
that is
airplane
incredible.
On the woods over in Antigo.
That is hilarious.
A unique piece.
Yeah.
So
where are we going to go next?
Yeah.
You know, you talk about the insurance business. That's got to be a tough business for you guys to be able to find the right position to make your clients, you know, get the best deal, especially with the ever-changing, you know, climate that we're in here with those types of insurance, the weather, you know, storms, those types of things. It just changes rapidly, doesn't it? How do you keep track of it?
Yeah, it's a really unique world we're in right now.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's seeing it, so everyone's starting to get their renewals as they come in. It started a little bit last, probably fourth quarter of last year with certain increases, and they're finally starting to catch up now. But to backtrack on just price, we don't want to just, because if you win a policy on price, you lose a policy on price. So we
right.
like to really position ourselves that we offer a lot of benefits and services and just value-added benefits to being a customer of ours. Although we always want to find the best coverage mm-hmm. at the best price for you, sometimes it might come with a cost, and that's fine. If you a person wants to find insurance just at cost,
you can do that for them, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but then there's the potential of some things that you have to pay yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just dealing with cost, higher deductibles, I suspect, Joe, and things
like that. Yeah, so you can, a lot of, it's somewhat deceiving, and it's been a frustration in the insurance world where you would think if you have a higher deductible, you're going to save more premium. They never really rewarded that mm-hmm. Enough over the years to accustom people to have higher deductibles. Well, now they're being forced to just put it on higher deductibles. You don't even really get the choice. So the market is changing to that. The days of having $250 or $500 home deductibles are long gone. It's a minimum $1,000. And realistically, if a tree falls on the corner of your garage, it's going to be $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 anyway. So a person should want to absorb a little bit of that risk.
Right, exactly. Our Headwater Builders Association radio program, the monthly show, we're talking with Joe Cordova from the Cordova Insurance Agency. Our program brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. You can reach them at 362-5554. Their website is carpetcityonline.net. Houseworks, Inc. of Eagle River, you can call them at 479-6049. Their website is huswerksbuilds.com. And Casey, by design, call Casey Ellis at 966-9399. You can visit Casey's website at kcbydesign.com. Some of your great folks that you deal with at the Headwater Builders Association. What do we see in the future? Is it a day-by-day type of a thing as far as the insurance industry goes?
So, unfortunately, we're just entering into it. Like I said, it's probably started almost a year ago. Because like we had talk off air, it takes a long time for the data to show for industry to respond to. And realistically, without pointing too many fingers, a lot of it's just inflation, right? So, and with that comes a whole multitude of other effects that people didn't understand or realize. And now it's insurance term or insurance world's time to start the heavy increases. And I can go through some of the the causes, just so people understand where a lot of it's coming from.
I think it's nice to hear that, so they know it's not, you know, you guys causing some of these issues.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that think we set the price.
Right.
Even at the agency level, that doesn't happen.
Right.
It's not possible. But for this example, collision severity and frequency is up 43% since 2021 for vehicles. Auto theft is up 25% since 2019. You know, replacement parts have increased over the last year, over 13% for vehicles. Supply chain shortages,
right.
Labor yep. shortages. Auto fatality accidents are up 18.4%. Weather-related events, a lot of it isn't actually to do with the climate change stuff that everyone likes to talk about. There's just more density of people
right.
in certain areas, and that's where some of the weather has happened to be hitting. It's actually single digits that they can, percentages that they can link towards weather actually changing as much as it is cost of homes, size of properties, and density of homes where, okay. where people are building. More people are building coastal. More people are building in other areas that maybe are getting hit with a lot of hail events.
Sure. I know, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, we had hail that hit, you know, a lot of the city of Tomahawk. Everybody's getting new roofs that year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and those are events that really cause the bottom line of insurance to increase for everybody.
They do. They do. And like we said, insurance companies have insurance. So mm-hmm. it's called reinsurance. And that has really, really gone up. Some of the market actually, the market size of reinsurance shrank by 18% this year. So it's even more limited. The amount of availability for the companies out there.
So 18% less people for you guys to deal with for reinsurance.
So reinsurance, those are the big boys, you know.
Right.
50, 100, so on, billion-dollar carriers that right. reinsure. We don't deal with those. They sell to our super regionals or more regional or some national carriers. And they're coming in and telling them, you need to take... If the threshold before was the first $1 million before we kicked in a storm, now they're saying you need to absorb the first $5 million. And it's really putting a damper on the profitability of these companies. A lot of them truly are actually losing money, and some of that can be absorbed with their reserves they have. And the reserves are the profits that they reinvest into the market. Well, the market's been really volatile. A lot of these companies have had shrinking reserves, so they don't have money to pull from that to offset years that they lose. I mean, there's so many. Oh, the yeah. actuaries
trickle
now, are their heads are exploding the last 2 years. But to get back to the original question was, where do we see ourselves now? Sadly, this is going to be the norm for probably 2 more years in the insurance world. Whereas, you know, the construction industry really boomed. Inflation took off like crazy. Costs were going up.
Yeah.
25, 30, 40% on new builds potentially. That's really leveled out now, even with some of the material costs going down. Labor costs had to really go up, and you know, people aren't going to take a pay cut now,
right.
but material costs might be able to go down. But so that's kind of leveled out. And now in insurance, you know, we're spiking, and it's not going to probably be another year or two until it levels out, you know. So,
you know, all the things we've talked about here the last 15 minutes are reasons that you need to have a good insurance carrier, a good insurance agent that you trust, that you have probably worked with for a number of years, and that's what you guys have done for our communities for here up north for quite a few years. And reliable, you're here to answer questions, you answer your phone,
yeah.
and I think that's what makes you viable, that you've been here so long.
Right. Yeah, and we like to try and have that same relationship with our carriers. You know, if you you know, we can go to bat for our customers. We can come and talk to the carriers and understand it. You know, we have a lot of different backgrounds in all the different industries up here, so we feel comfortable going to carriers and telling them they're a really good risk. You can maybe take a chance on this one or whatnot. But those are the type of carriers we like to work with, too. You know, A-plus rated, A-plus-plus rated carriers.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a lot of that changing moving forward because some of these companies are putting themselves in some rough positions if
right.
they still want to be overly aggressive in pricing. They're going to be forced to take rate, pass it on.
Risk with those things, aren't there?
Yeah. And one thing too, I need to make mention of this because it's a really litigious society, right? There's your $10 word for the day. social inflation.
Okay.
So the amount of nuclear verdicts, and for people that maybe aren't familiar with what a nuclear verdict is, they're typically over a $10 million settlement or more. There was 1,400 or so last year. It's just skyrocketed. So it's when a jury or a court awards more than what is expected or more than what is actually in the norm. They're just these massive settlements that these companies are having to take now.
Yeah, we hear those on the national news times, and they're mind-boggling.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of lawsuits like that can cripple a smaller company. You know, you think of a $500 million company, like $500 million is a lot of money. Well, you know, you take $20 million in losses on one hit. That's huge.
Right, right. Now, a lot of the companies that you guys deal with are the companies that are right here in Wisconsin, aren't they? The West Bends.
Bend, Acuity, Secura, Society. We have a plethora of actually carriers in this, and a lot of them are super regionals or regionals, and they're not just state carriers. So we have those. We have some of the national carriers as well. But we like the more regional ones. Those are the ones where you have relationships with your regional managers. Some of them actually, the president of West Bend has a place on Lake Nokomis. Mm-hmm. So
he knows our area and knows our people
very well. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you go and sit down with a client, do they normally tell what's the best thing for them to do? Let's say some of our listeners are thinking about, maybe we're going to shop some of our stuff. What's the best thing to do? They need to know value of homes and those types of things. Or are those all things that you guys can do when you, you know, set an opportunity to visit with a new client?
Yeah, I mean, the more they can bring to the table, the easier. But we mine all that and do all that that fact-finding work anyways. And, you know, if someone comes to us and says, here's our deck pages for our current policies, we're like, that's fine. We can pull the administrative data off of it, but we really like to underwrite it ourselves, understand the risk. Because you can overinsure. You can underinsure. So we always want, you just want to strike that balance. You don't want someone to overpay. You don't want them to underpay and be underinsured. So we like to just do a deep dive into all of it and not just a quick, hey, here it is, match this, turn around. Well, it's never going to be apples to apples. It's usually apples to oranges, and that's why we like to sit down across the desk from someone and just have that conversation so they can really understand it rather than, you know, worrying about just the bottom dollar figure. I like to explain, because when it comes claim time.
Yep. I was just going to say, you guys are the most important thing about a nice local agency is you're here to go to bat for your customers when they do have a claim.
Yep. Yeah, we try to do everything we possibly can to make sure that the claim goes smooth, it's fair, and you know, we don't want to, you know, there's, when it comes into claims too, there's almost $400 billion of claims insurance fraud every year that people don't realize.
Yeah, that's an interesting number that you mentioned as well.
That equates to, $400 to $700 a year per household that is affecting your premiums. You know, it's just like when you hear health insurance and you're paying for the people that don't have insurance. That's why they always had to charge more, because it would go into the uninsured, into these pools that would just pay it off to the hospitals anyways. Similar to this, you know, we're eating up the cost because, you know, maybe this wasn't really broken, or maybe this didn't really have damage, but you want it. And I know plenty of contractors that get nervous when they deal with certain insurance claims through a customer, because they really want it all fixed. But truly, policy law, it just, and language inside of it, it's, they want to just bring you back to how you were pre-loss, not betterment.
Right. Right.
So
yeah, I think it's an interesting business, but I think an important thing to do is pick your local carrier and be comfortable with that person and know they're going to go to bat with you when the need is there. So, and you, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Joe Cordova, Cordova Insurance Agency, and you guys with your office in Merrill, but you cover the whole Northwoods, and as you mentioned, take care of snowbirds and, you know, and things like that all over the country. So you're happy to travel and visit with folks, you know, outside our Maryland Tomahawk areas, aren't you, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on the road every day, actually. Next week I'll be up into Conover and Eagle River, and I usually go up there once or twice a week for different appointments and whatnot. You'll see the new logoed up Cordova Bronco roaming around. That's my work vehicle now. So
wonderful. You like it. I can tell you really enjoy it. You know the business. You know your customers, I'm sure, in many, many cases.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. It can be frustrating at times, like any job, but it's what you make of it. And my first several years in the industry, I just wanted to make sure I learned something new every day. So that was my goal. And you certainly, even now, 7 or 8 years in, I still basically learn something new probably every day.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you joining us today. Let's take just a moment and talk about Headwater Builders Association. Lucky to have this association. You guys have a lot of members. All the builders I know are part of that and been part of it for many, many years.
We do. You know, it's you know, a rite of passage, right? If you have a nice business up here and you want to be noticed. And we get a lot of referrals that come in to our website for website searches and builders, and mm-hmm. we pass it on to our customers, our members. We've gained 8 or 9 new members in the last 6 months, which is great, you know, wonderful. Because through COVID and all that and everything, you know, the whole world was changing, and some businesses went out of business or left or for other assortment of reasons. So we're building back up. We just had our golf outing at Inshallah, our annual. I think it was our 27th or 28th. It was actually our best one yet when it comes for just if you want to judge it by participation, sure. and fundraising. And then we have our member meeting coming up in October 5th at Fireside. So.
And Tammy does a great job with your association, doesn't
she? Does.
She
does, yeah. Yeah, there's a... Yeah. Takes a village.
Yeah.
So
good. And to get involved with Headwater Builders Association, what's the easiest way?
So the easiest way is, I mean, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to Tammy. A simple Google search will find you. Headwaters Builders Association .com, I believe, is the website. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't go to the Headwaters Builders. There's actually one up in northern Minnesota that sometimes it'll come up. But just make sure you look for the one that's in Minocqua. We have all the links on there. You can click and do your application right online, or if there's any questions. And we love to promote it. Like, my biggest part of this was to get into the youths, to drive more people into the industry. And we offer grants for students that want to go right from high school right into the job.
I've noticed that. That's a wonderful opportunity for young people that want to, you know, get into construction, helping out some of the guys that have retired now over the years.
Yes, a lot have retiring. And the worst part about that is the knowledge gap that we're losing. So you have a lot of these true craftsmen, builders over the years, or any sort of artisan trade. A lot of that knowledge isn't being passed on now. Even if we get a new group coming up, we really need to bridge that gap, and they need to pass that on and train the new workforce, because it's aging. It's well into the mid to upper 50s is the average carpenter, plumber, electrician.
Yeah. Well, hey, Joe, it's been great to have you on today. Thank you for representing Cordova Insurance Agency and Headwater Builders Association on our radio program this month. And I'm sure we'll see you probably sometime either this late winter or next spring.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Joe. All right. You can get a hold of Joe at the Cordova Insurance Agency at 536-9576. And, of course, online, CordovaAgency.com. Our program brought to you by KC by Design. Call Casey Ellis at 966-9399. You can also check his website, KCbydesign.com. Houseworks, Inc. of Eagle River. Call their number at 479-6049. Their website is HAUSWERKSBuilds.com. And our friends at Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. Call 362-5554. Their website, CarpetCityOnline.net. So we thank Joe Cordova for joining us for the program today from the Cordova Insurance Agency.